This is the best of the Eagles on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Let's talk to a wide receiver that already has had an outstanding career. He has already proven himself as a Super Bowl champion. This, of course, after being a college football champion, Heisman Trophy winner, and Devontae Smith, a man of the people who's trying to help out the people with a great celebrity softball game happening tomorrow at Coca-Cola Park. That's, by the way, the home of the Iron Pigs locally, with tickets available. Eagles star wide receiver and Super Bowl champ, Devontae Smith. Devontae, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Hey, man, congratulations on having this softball game again. I love following this because you get your buddies together, you entertain the fans, you get a lot of people out there, and really most important of all, you're raising money to help people that could use it. You know, St. Luke's obviously benefits, the Eagles Autism Foundation benefits, the people that need it within those, you know, those type of realms of life. So hats off to you, Devontae, to what you're doing helping out the community, man.
I appreciate it.
Absolutely. So, Devontae, tell us about the game tomorrow, playing some softball and getting your buddies out there. Who's going to be there, and what is it going to look like? What's on tap tomorrow?
Yeah, you know, it's always a good time, you know, to get those guys away from football. You know, really the whole year we're football. So giving everybody a weekend to get away and kind of do something else. You know, it's always fun to see the guys that, you know, never really played baseball and things like that, to get out there and, you know, see who the real athletes are.
That's right. So who's the best? I mean, we saw when you guys were playing hoops recently and Cooper DeJean was dunking and Saquon was passing it to him and some of those clips were going around. When you guys play softball or baseball, who's the best?
I had to say it would be me or AJ.
Wide receivers stick together.
That's great, man. That's awesome. By the way, let me tell everyone, so a couple elements that everyone listening right now can get involved in. First off, you can attend. So tickets are currently available, and you can get the tickets to it. And what a great day this would be tomorrow, right? We're going to have great weather. Get out there. Take family and friends. Take yourself, whoever it might be. SpectreSportsArt.com. Now, that's the website where you can purchase tickets to get there. Obviously, you know, money, as I said, raised goes to St. Luke's and also helps the Eagles Autism Foundation. SpectreSportsArt.com. There's also a tremendous live auction. Obviously, Devontae, with your access to, you know, not, you know, all your teammates and the Eagles, everything. So you're going to have some really cool items there. And then also, I love this, Anthony. So you, and I know Jordan Spector, he's a phenomenal local artist. You and he have teamed up to immortalize your catch from the Super Bowl. We all call it the dagger, and there's a card that people can get this beautiful artwork from Jordan called the dagger, which people can get at Spectre Sports Art. Let's listen. All right, Devontae, let's listen to the moment. It's Super Bowl 59. Your squad's up 27-0. Avante Maddox has just swatted away a desperate fourth down Patrick Mahomes pass where Andy Reid said, we got to go for it near midfield because we're about to lose this game one way or the other. Let's listen to the moment. Jalen Hurts to Devontae Smith.
Hurts back looking. He is going deep and it is caught. Touchdown! Devontae Smith, 46 yards.
The Slim Reaper. You got a sudden change. You force them to turn it over on downs, and on the very first play, you line up the Slim Reaper on the left side, and he just runs by the defense.
Devontae, what was that moment like for you?
It was a surreal moment. You know, kind of a shot play that we've been waiting for the entire game, and, you know, when it happened, we were just like, we just need to go out here and execute it.
We heard Mike Quick say to the Slim Reaper. You appreciate that nickname?
Yeah, it's cool.
Devontae, man. So I'm sure you know, but let me try to dive into this. Do you recognize how much you and your guys brought joy to millions of us? I mean, you brought joy to yourself. And by the way, I haven't used this word yet. Congratulations. And I haven't used these two words yet. Thank you. Are you aware, like, did that parade show you how much you touched the hearts of so many millions of people throughout the Delaware Valley?
Yeah, definitely. Especially, you know, throughout the city. You know, we kind of always sense, you know, how much not just football, but every sport in the city is, how important it is to the city. And, you know, we have success. The city is, you know, the spirit is up. when we're down, the city is down. So I feel like we have a lot of impact on the city, and it was great just to, you know, uplift the city and just bring that moment back to the city.
It's awesome, man. You know, the car that Jordan Spector and Devontae teamed up on, where the catch is immortalized, is called the Dagger. Again, you can get it. Everyone listening right now can get it at SpectorSportsArt.com. $1 from every card purchase will be donated to the Eagles Autism Foundation. There are close to 6,000 cards in the set to honor, obviously, the moment and the championship. So get the Dagger at SpectorSportsArt.com. It's also where you can purchase tickets for the celebrity softball game tomorrow. Devontae, so my typical co-host, John Ritchie, he's not here yet. He was on the 04 Eagles that reached the Super Bowl. He also played in a Super Bowl with the Raiders. And I have asked him before, and I want to ask you, so when you're in a game like that, preparing for it, in it, maybe after it, did you ever reflect on, like, how many people were watching you? It's probably a billion plus. Like, all the famous people, like, did you think about that? Like, Jay-Z is watching me play a football game. Beyonce, all the living presidents, like all the famous people are watching me. Like, they all saw you score a touchdown in the Super Bowl. Have you ever thought about that?
No, I never thought about it like that.
I mean, it's just a wild concept. When, you know, it's just, I mean, it was literally the world's eyes were on you at that moment. All right, Devontae, let's talk about how you move it forward. So, you know, I know Nick famously said, and I thought it was a great line, that winning, and the winning at the degree to which you guys did, is like cologne. He said, sniff it, smell it, but don't drink it. How do you avoid drinking it? I mean, you came from Alabama where it was year over year winning, so maybe you have more prep in this than the average Eagle because you've been through that in your college program. But how do you avoid drinking the acclaim? How do you stay focused?
I mean, ultimately, you want to do it again. I mean, you're not playing this game just to not get there. So if you want to do it again, you have to let that one go just so you can try to get back there again and, you know, finish it the same way that we just finished it.
What was Saban's approach like? I mean, no one won more year over year than him in recent years in pro or college football. And that's all due respect to Andy Reid and others. I mean, Saban was a machine. How did he – now, there was an advantage once you have recruiting in college football. It's a different deal. But how did he do it? Because obviously Nick has established some of that. You guys 3 years in a row in the playoffs or 4 years in a row in the playoffs, two in the Super Bowl. But how did Saban do it?
I think it was a little different just because in college, after you go to the national championship, you're really back to work. It's not really too much of off time. So I think, you know, you kind of had to get over it fast because you was right back to work for the next season. I think that's the difference between college and NFL versus now. You know, once we're done, we have time off. In college, you didn't really have that time off. You was right back to it.
Devontae, to say your resume is impressive would be an understatement. National championship on the collegiate level, Heisman Trophy, Super Bowl champion, touchdown in the Super Bowl. Yeah, you've done okay for yourself. Who's the person in your life, be it friend, family member, coach, teammate, that can bring Devontae back? If you're getting a little big with yourself, maybe smelling yourself a little bit, he's the guy you go to say, all right, I need to take a step back here. You got anybody like that in your life?
I would say just anytime, you know, I'm talking to anybody from back home, kind of brings me back down, let me know where it all began at and where I came from.
You know, Devontae, I just want to say on behalf of everyone, we're all huge fans of you, man. I mean, you know, you go back, let's go back to when it started, 2020, here for you, 2021. It was very obvious immediately and made a big impact right away. You were helping out a younger Jalen Hurts at that point. Big impact as you guys made the playoffs that first year. And you've really made us, and listen, we're hoping for this for all the athletes. You know, a guy like Edgecombe, you know, basketball, Sixers just drafted. We're hoping for that kind of thing from him. You know, early impact, but sustained impact. And, you know, with an event like you have tomorrow, also the charitable side of things, you know, raising money to help, you know, people that are sick at St. Luke's and raising money to help people, obviously, with autism, with the Eagles Autism Foundation. Just a phenomenal job by you. So let me remind everyone, tickets are available for the event. Devontae has gone on record saying he or A.J. Brown, the best softball players. I like it. That's the kind of bravado I like. So everyone get there tomorrow. Devontae Smith's celebrity softball game. Again, it's going to happen tomorrow at Coca-Cola Park, which is local. It's where the Iron Pigs play. Tickets are available, and you can purchase those tickets at SpectorSportsArt.com. And obviously it serves the role of a donation to St. Luke's. And there's also the trading card, which helps the Eagles Autism Foundation. And there's the live auction, which helps St. Luke's. It's all great stuff. Devontae, congratulations to you. We look forward, obviously, to seeing you up ahead in a couple weeks in training camp and obviously a season with high expectations again for your squad. Thanks, Devontae, and good luck tomorrow. And more importantly, I guess, good luck in the upcoming football season. Thanks, Devontae.
Thank you.
You got it. There he is, Devontae Smith. What a player. What an addition to Philly sports he was, Jody.
Here's the only thing I don't know about Devontae. Can he play for a coach named something other than Nick?
Yeah, that's a good point, Jody.
He's been very good under Nick's. What would he do under a Pete?
Well, how about this? It's his game tomorrow. Maybe he is the coach and player.
He's pulling all his strings.
He's playing for a Devontae. Mm. Devin, I said about, I think it was after the 2022 Super Bowl, because he balled out in that game. Like, I thought he had become my favorite player of the young, like, other than Lane and Brandon Graham.
Yeah.
And Kelsey and all those guys that were on the older side that had won a Super Bowl for the Eagles in 2017. He was my, because you know I love Ranger Suarez.
Yes, you do. You love Ranger
Suarez. I do. Like, he was my Ranger Suarez a couple years ago.
Yeah.
I
love Devontae Smith. He's one of my favorite Eagles players to watch. And, like, I don't even want to say he's underrated, because I think we all know how talented he is, but I feel like we don't talk about, like, some of the insane catches. Devontae Smith, if you go back, like, the Eagles have his highlight reel on their YouTube page. Like, if you go back and watch some of his catches from just this past season, like, the guy's insane. He's insanely athletic.
He has that leaping ability.
One-handed. Yeah, yeah, and he has these insane catches. And I also just love that his mic'd up moments, like, he's low-key really funny, too.
Yes,
he is. He's sometimes a man of few words, but when he does speak, it's hilarious.
Totally.
So, I love Devontae.
All right, let's get – I'm sorry, Jerry.
And the thing that I liked about the spot they just did with us was we played the highlight from the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And Mike Quick called him the Slim Reaper.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
I remember, Joe, I'm sure you did, doing your shows, and, like, how many people questioned – whether Devontae Smith was going to be able to make it in the NFL, because he's got needles for legs.
But that's why it's so cool to watch him play football, because he makes these insane, impossible-looking catches, and he looks like he's going to break in half. Yeah. But he doesn't.
Well, I think we always admire those that are built that way for their sport. They can sustain. Iverson.
Yeah.
I mean, that was part of the story with Iverson is he would be literally half the size of Shaquille O'Neal, and he battled with him. I mean, you know, very admirable.
You guys just had that top 11, right? The real team in town. You know, you look at the Eagles around here. You know, and quarterback didn't even make it on the cameras top 11 list, right? Other clowns on the midday, Spike Eskin, always want to rip the quarterback. All we ever wanted in town was a team that always wins, a guy that don't say nothing, and wins Super Bowls. I mean, that's all this
guy
does.
Well, not just that, Andy. I mean, think about, like, the Sixers team we were just talking about, and Embiid, who has had great regular seasons. He's been an MVP. He's been a runner-up twice. He has had greatness in the regular season. But the reason we look at Embiid the way we do look at him is because he has failed to come through in the playoffs. All Jalen does is come through in big spots. Like, big games.
The bigger the game, the better he plays.
Exactly, right? Like, when did that stop mattering the most to us?
Hey, it's a big difference when your legacy has an L next to it with Embiid as a loser, and then you got Hurts that'll have a huge W next to it as a winner. Huge difference as a fan's perspective, as a overall perspective in Hall of Fame careers. And you know what I'm saying? It's a huge difference when you have that next to your legacy. Because in my eyes, Embiid's going down as a loser. Period.
Jalen's not stopping.
He's the most superstar in this town that has the worst legacy.
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
In my opinion.
And you got an answer for a food or drink and a title?
Does it have to be a movie?
No, it could be a book, TV show, a song for sure.
Well, I mean, you know, in honor of America, what about American Pie?
Already said.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's switch it up. You guys never really go with hip hop. What about Cream?
Oh, yeah. That's a great answer, actually. A little Wu-Tang. I love that answer. Was not expecting that from Andy.
I rarely.
That was a pretty measured call, right?
Ever agree with Andy, but The Jalen Hurts slander.
It's crazy.
That has been going on since like the day after the Super Bowl.
It drives me like, Rhea, there are a few things that I get more angry hearing than that.
Yeah. And I was somebody who, you know, during the year, I'm like, oh, the pass, you know, he wasn't pulling the trigger. That does bother me about him. He wins.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't really know what else you could want. This guy is hell. And it's like, oh, well, it's the offensive line. It's Saquon Barkley. And I'm going, his dual threat ability helps out everybody else too.
Yeah. And
I mean, so what are we talking about here?
We spent all these years crushing Donovan, who had great regular seasons.
I was one of them. I was here for
all that.
Yeah,
but you know what? When he didn't win in the playoffs, when he didn't win at all, guess what? Crush the guy.
Yeah.
All Jalen does is win in the biggest of games. All he does is come through when it matters. Like, that used to be something that was the most important thing to us. And it feels with Jalen, people are kind of shirking that to the side.
There was one insane statement, and I wish I could remember who made it on this radio station, because I would rip them. You know, if so-and-so was here, can you imagine how many more wins Eagles would have? And I'm like, they've had a lot of wins with Jalen
Hurts. It's like, what do you mean more wins? Exactly.
I'm going, okay,
they go undefeated.
It's almost impossible to have more it's, without being undefeated.
Literally. Jalen lost one game after the week four of the season, and it was the one he got knocked out of.
23 was dreadful.
Yeah.
For a litany of reasons, one of which was Jalen Hurts. Was, you know, Nick Sirianni and the defense and... But, you know,
but look
just,
how he rebounded. Look how he came back. What more could he ask for?
For a city that's like, oh, we'll do anything for a championship.
Yep.
Got the championship. Jalen sucks.
It's I'm right there, Rhea. I'm like, it really does feel like we've just kind of changed what we ask for and what we want to suit.
We got a championship. Now we would like you to be Joe Montana
for every single game. He's going to have four rings, and people are like, well, he missed that throw in the third quarter. So, you know. Not that great. You know, like, what are we doing here?
I don't get it.
215-592.
Didn't we have somebody not even put him in the top 15? Is that Shoeless Joe?
Yeah. Shoeless Joe over there. Just a nonsensical. I mean, honestly, it's one of the worst things that's happened on the station. Maybe in my lifetime. That's how bad that list was.
Hey!
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillian, joining us right now, a voice you know very well on WIP. We just talked to him like some point last month, I believe, at one of the golf outings. And now he's back with us now to tell us what he's got going on and chat for a few minutes. You know him, great guy, Brandon Graham with us on the Midday Show. BG, what's up, man?
Hey, good morning. Well, good afternoon. How y'all doing?
Pretty good, man. Have you been working on your barbecue game? It's a little hot outside right now. You're not getting ready for football. So what have you been doing with your little bit of free time that you have now?
Hey, you know what, man? I've been seeing you a lot. So we both been out here and getting cooked in this barbecue, of heat.
Ain't that the truth, man? So what you got going on, BG?
Hey, man, you know, I'm working on, Crooked Tea right now, man. I got organic alcoholic beverage, man. Zero sugar, zero carbs, gluten free. You know, out here trying to drink better and live better, man. On that, so that's what I've been doing. Partnering with Ben Weiss right now. He was the owner of Bai, and now he's working with Crooked Tea with me, and a great mentor in this space, man. And so, you know, I've just been learning and enjoying some football combos and that too, and Crooked Tea.
So you got to tell us about this BG barbecue pull-up, because I'm looking at this thing here, and it sounds like people can enter for a chance to hang out with you. So tell us about this, the BG barbecue pull-up. What is that?
Oh, yeah. So the pull-up is, you know, you got to send a video in on, you know, first trying the tea. Then, you know, you got to talk about how much you love Brandon Graham. And then it got to be a nice little creative video, you know, of why I should show up to your party. And, man, whoever wins, because we're going to go through every video, whoever wins, we're going to pull up and crash their party, and it's going to be the best party of the summer, other than, you know, going out there. You know, hopefully it's out in Seattle somewhere out by the shore where I love. But either way, we're going to crash it, and we're going to have some fun.
All right, so you got to enter by July 14th. I'm looking at this. This looks pretty cool. You going to enter this?
No, you know what's funny?
You might have a leg up if you enter it.
Or my algorithm. Or I'm crashing. I'm wherever he's at, that's where I'm going to be. But I was looking at some of the entries so far where people were on social media doing some videos.
Mm-hmm.
They're excited about this, man. This is going to be – this probably going to be hard to pick a winner, because there have been some creative people out there that put something together already that look pretty good.
Oh, yeah, man, they have. And I mean, I'm just trying not to be biased. I'm just waiting. I'm waiting for everyone, and we're going to go through everyone one by one, and we're going to make sure that we give everybody that opportunity, man. But I'm excited because it's just fun. It's just it's supposed to be fun, and that's why we did the drink, because, you know, it's fun, 80 calories, zero sugar, like I said, zero carbs, and, you know, it's a great flavor, too.
Yeah, you know, everybody's trying to, you know, especially nowadays when you're out there partying and everything, you got to make sure, you know, you keep them beach body right.
That's the key.
Yeah, definitely the key.
Especially myself, because I know there's some rolling bets out there on how BG going
to
be out.
Hey, what you say? Hey, dog, I'm here to tell you, like, whatever you're doing, keep doing that, dog, because it rolls in quick. Like, first thing you know, you 20 pounds away, and you're like, oh, no, clothes fitting all funny.
Did that happen to you when you retired?
Oh, man, listen. And folks talking bad about you. So, yeah, you got to make sure stay on the train, man. Stay on the train.
I'm on the train. I did it this morning. I ride bikes every morning. Then I go work out. Then I do my jumping jacks after, you know, I've been on jumping jacks pretty good because, you know, all those things that you can do, no weight, you know what I'm saying?
Push-ups, yeah.
Sit-ups.
Yeah,
trying
all
to just
that.
Stay right, man. Consistent.
Just want to, at this point, you just want to look good naked, dog, for your wife. That's all you want to do, man. Just look
that's
good for your
wife.
That's
all I want, man. That's all I want. I want my wife to be like, ooh.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? When you come to bed, she be like, hey, big fella, hey.
I already know, man. I understand. So, you know, I'm working out to look good.
That's what you're doing now. You're just looking, trying to look good.
So, BG, we don't usually get to talk to players around this time. So around this time of the year, right, like now until training camp, when you were playing, is this just your time to relax? Or do you and the other players, like, is you still keeping in shape and working out? What is this time like? Is this just like the only downtime you guys get until, you know, for the Eagles, obviously, you know, the hope is February. But is this a time to get off your feet as a player? And do you think that those guys are doing this now, or do they keep in shape so they're ready for training camp? But what's that balance like?
Well, it's a good balance. You know, you can make sure that you're working out, like I say, to get ready for what's the main thing, and that's going out there and staying focused on just because we got the season approaching. But this is a time for you to go see family, have some 4th of July fun, and then by the time you look up, July 22nd, be here before you know it, and then you in grind mode. But I think it's just you got to have a good balance, because that's the only way you're going to stay sane in this is having a little fun, going somewhere like Arizona or somewhere nice where, you know, you can enjoy yourself after you work out. And so that's what a lot of guys doing. They doing that after they take care of their business in the beginning of the day.
No question. All right, Crooked T is who BG is with, the BG Barbecue Pull-Up, and you could enter and win a chance to hang out with BG. BG, enjoy this time off, and this sounds like a fun thing you're doing here, so we're excited to do it. And watch out, Hugh's probably going to crash this party.
Oh, yeah, I'm coming. Especially if they got some good barbecue. If you pick one of them that got some good barbecue, I'm on my way.
We already know, man. And hey, as long as I'm working out, I can indulge for sure.
There
that's what
go.
I'm going to be doing.
That's all it's about.
Good stuff. BG, enjoy your summer. We'll chat soon.
All right, talk to you soon.
There he goes. Brandon Graham there with the BG Barbecue Pull-Up. People were talking bad about you when you put a little weight on after your career.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, it's like, dang, dog, you just didn't let yourself go. Like, it happens because you get to that, you know, it changes. And you have a lot of time on your hands. You're not getting ready for the season. So it happens. But when you start getting up and you walking up the stairs and you're breathing heavy, that's probably the sign that you probably need to get.
Well, you got an early start in Jacksonville anyway.
Yeah, I was a little fluffy, but I got off.
Did you do anything for us?
Because even now, that's why I used to ride the elevator up and down in the parking garage.
Your stairs guy now?
I hit them steps now.
Wow.
Every day. Because one day I had to hit them, and I was breathing real heavy.
Oh, is that a sign you got to make some changes?
Hey, Kyle, I hit the steps, and I was like, Lord have mercy.
Cut down on the fast food.
You know, speaking of...
And after that, I stopped doing it. I just do it every day now.
Speaking of Hugh's Jaguars days, as we just brought up, that was the early start to the retirement. Someone sent me last night, there's a video NFL.com has up. What's the best Hard Knocks moment of all time? And someone sent it to me. Hugh getting cut, ? Do you think you'll make the best Hard Knocks moment?
Probably not. Probably not.
It's number one on the show.
Yeah, on this show.
Oh, yeah,
for sure.
Definitely in Philly. That's the one near and dear to a lot of people's heart, but probably not.
I wouldn't say it's the top moment. That's a little harsh. I mean, it was.
I would say a Jacksonville
10,
moment, though, would probably be when John Henderson was getting smoke slapped out his ass.
What?
Smoke. You remember that?
No.
He was getting, like, he would get slapped before every game.
Oh, it was wild. Like, yeah. He would have someone stand in front of him, and as hard as they could, slap him across the face.
Smoke
to, like,
out
oh,
of him.
I think you showed me this before.
Yeah.
It's like to get him pumped up.
Yeah.
Slap, say smoke out slapped out of his ass.
You
sounds...
never heard nobody say that? Get smoke slapped out you.
Yeah, that one coming. I mean, you really did.
Cool, pick up them headpieces, man. I need to holler at you, man.
Uh-oh.
I just need to holler at Cooper DeJean, the Super Bowl champion, rock star right now. As he puts his head.
Yeah, he's
on.
Working through. What's up, Coop?
What up? You guys hear me?
Yeah, you're
can.
On. Are we live right now?
No,
we are
no,
live.
We're live.
We are live.
We're live. Coop, we're not going to keep you on too long because it sounds like you're having a lot of fun. But how has your offseason gone so far, young fella?
It's been awesome. It's been amazing. I've got to do a lot of cool things. Enjoy my time off while also preparing for next season. But it's been a blast.
I like
so,
that. It's a good
so,
answer.
So Coop, the last time we talked, you were real reserved. You were real reserved. You played with a lot of confidence. But right now, I'm feeling like you're feeling real good right now. What has changed for you so far since after you won the Super Bowl, young man?
A lot of things have changed, but I'm still me. So
no, I know you're still you, but you know I'm going with this. What them DMs looking like? Because I've heard some things about you, young man. I've heard some things.
I've seen a lot of things.
I'm sure you have.
That aren't true. But. I don't know.
Leave this guy alone.
Yeah, listen. Yeah. When we get off the air, we're going to talk. But listen, young man, stay focused.
Oh, absolutely.
Live your life. Absolutely. And go Birds.
Go Birds.
Go Birds. Coop, you think Hugh should go participate in this? Birds.
No, I think we got that. Super.
No, I think
come on, Hugh.
Come on, Hugh.
Coop.
He's supposed to be getting in on that.
He's scared of sharks in the water.
No, listen. Sharks in the water.
Sharks. Are we in the ocean? We're not in the ocean.
No, you're not.
We're not. Look, he thought about it. But look.
You're scaring the guy.
I hate the ocean, so.
There's sharks that might come in the bay. Just be careful. That's all I'm saying. I'm not trying to scare you. Enjoy yourself.
Too late, dude.
It's just you know what I'm saying. That. I'm not
Cooper, man. We appreciate it. Yeah. Cooper DeJean here participating.
Leave him alone, you.
Yeah, let him enjoy himself. I think that's it.
Listen, Coop. Me and Coop have talked before.
Yeah.
And he know it. I can talk with innuendo.
I think of all
he
the things,
what's going
of
on.
All the things in that conversation, him suggesting you participate is the best thing I heard.
No, I mean we
get in
talk.
There.
Yeah. No, I'm not getting in there. That's not happening.
Why are you trying to scare him with the shark stuff? There's no sharks.
You heard him. He's from Iowa. He understands what I'm talking about. Y'all just been here too long. Sharks swim in the bay. They swim wherever they want to go. I'm not going.
You make it sound like someone's trying to throw you in the water.
No, I wish somebody would try to throw me in the water because it's going to be some consequences
be honest.
And repercussions.
I would pay to see you do the grease pole, man.
Usually,
I'm not doing that.
In every spot we are, no one could throw you in the water. There's more than enough ex-players here. If they wanted you in the water, you're screwed, man. There's like 12 of them here. They could pick you up and throw you in easily.
Listen, I'm talking about between Bo and Landon. Yeah, I'm going here.
You're cooked.
I'm going to put up a fight.
Yeah, you're cooked.
Better not nobody come at me.
Come get
it. Is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Today's show is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big summer sales event. Receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call 877-GO-GUIDE or visit goguida.com. Elliot's still here with us because he did an extra top 11 list and posted it online today.
Well, it's a top 10 list that has 12 things on it.
Right, but I was just going to ignore the 12th so we could say top 11. Yeah. So here is the text of the tweet that I can tell has incensed Ike Reese. Have been thinking a lot about what are the best franchises in NFL history.
Can we stop there? Why were you thinking so much about that?
That is a great
I just thought about it and then couldn't stop, honestly. Well, because also I feel like I've talked a lot about the Eagles this offseason. It's such a well-run franchise, blah, blah, blah. But on the large scale, like how are they viewed around the league?
Right. Okay.
So but you're also not a history guy.
Yeah. No, I'm not. No.
Yeah. Did you do any reporting on this?
So I looked up, I did a lot of Googling.
Okay.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah. Pablo, if you're still listening, here's what we normally do.
A lesson in journalism.
This is
Pablo,
real journalism.
Yeah, yeah. It's called Wikipedia.
Yeah. Pablo Torre finds out who are the 10 best franchises.
Yeah,
we did a lot
ESP.
Of Googling.
Yeah. I kind of focus on three things. Super Bowls, how long you've been in the league, and how many wins you have.
Okay. So Super Bowls, how long you've been in the league, and how many wins you have.
Nice. We're prioritized. That's not the end-all be-all.
Right. So here are the top 10 NFL franchises in, like, the top 10 in history.
Yeah, just like in history.
Number 10, the Detroit Lions. Number 9, the Washington Redskins / Commanders / Washington football team. Number 8, the Philadelphia Eagles. Number 7, the New York Giants. Number 6, the New England Patriots. Number 5, the Chicago Bears. Number 4, the Dallas Cowboys. Number 3, the San Francisco 49ers. Number 2, the Pittsburgh Steelers. And number 1, the Green Bay Packers. Honorable mention, 12, the Ravens. 11, the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, Ravens just got on there.
Yeah, this is so ridiculous. I don't even know where to begin.
So what do you disagree with?
Well, the fact that you got the Lions and the Bears in this top 10 is just ridiculous.
But you don't think that they are, when you think of the NFL, if you asked a general NFL fan, name 5 teams that you know,
yeah,
you don't think the Lions and the Bears would be one of the teams that said the most?
So let me ask you this. If I were to think about top franchises in history, what am I thinking about them for? Am I thinking about their greatness or the fact that they've been terrible the entire time? Because some people are known for losing.
Right.
For losing.
Like the Lions. Correct.
So that would not make them one of the top franchises in the history of the sport.
So I'm not ranking them based off success. I'm ranking them off of how much they matter.
You said two of the three were wins and Super Bowl.
I said two of the things that were prioritized. They were not the only things that were taken into consideration. So like the Boston Red Sox, right? We got into this briefly.
Yes.
The Boston Red Sox were known as lovable losers. They're cursed. They're never going to win.
Yeah.
But nobody during that whole stretch would have said the Red Sox aren't one of the top franchises in baseball history.
Based on what?
Based off the fact that they're the Red Sox. They are the Boston.
You know what they were known for?
Losing.
Yes, and trading away Babe Ruth.
Right, but they are still one of the most historic franchises in the history of the league.
For trading away Babe Ruth.
But they were one of the most valuable franchises.
Okay.
They were on primetime games. Like, they were a huge deal. The Lions are absolutely one of the most important franchises.
Because they play at 12 o'clock every Thanksgiving?
Yes, that's part of it.
It's the only thing you can think of.
No, and I said they have great fans.
They don't have. I think they have great fans.
It's a football city. They've been around.
I got in-laws out there. I'm not going to crap on the city of Detroit and their fans. I'm not. What I'm saying is, you're asking me what my issue was.
So they're one of the top 5 teams to come into the NFL, number 1.
Yeah, okay.
They've been losing
even longer.
I agree. They're lovable losers. Yeah. I agree with you on that.
I don't even know how lovable they are.
I think they're pretty lovable.
What, now? Well, I don't think anybody else ever thought of the Lions. We love Barry Sanders. We actually felt bad for Barry Sanders being in Detroit.
But it's like the Bills. It's like the Bills.
Who was the best Lion before Barry Sanders?
It's a good question.
Before Barry Sanders?
Yeah.
Oh, you can go Night Train Lane. You can go, Billy Sims. You got Alex Karras. You got not very many.
So much history.
Yeah, not very many. Now, let me get to the Bears.
But you don't think them being one of the first 5 teams in the NFL matters at all?
Not at all. Okay. Only the fact that they won an original 5.
Yeah, That matters.
Would you consider the Flyers?
Yes.
One of the top organizations in hockey?
I would consider them one of the top 10, yeah.
In hockey?
Yes.
You would?
I would.
Okay. All right. Lions, get them out of here. Bears. The Bears. Are you kidding me?
So,
you're talking about a team living off 1 year. The Bears have been living off 1985 for 40 years.
So
they've been living off 1985 for 40 years.
They have the second most wins in NFL history, which I know is longevity.
I guarantee you over half of them came before 85.
So I don't disagree with that, but they still have the second most wins in franchise history. Soldier Field, an iconic stadium. Chicago, great
Soldier Field hasn't
town.
Been there since I played.
What are you talking about?
They remodeled Soldier
right,
Field.
Right, but it's still
while
Soldier Field.
What
right,
it's
still Soldier
the name.
Field.
It's a new stadium.
Right, but
they're about to get another stadium.
Lambeau. They changed things in Lambeau. That's still Lambeau Field. Soldier Field is still Soldier Field. It's not the original construction.
No,
you're right.
They changed the locker rooms at Lambeau and maybe some small things up top.
Right. It's
Lambeau
been bigger.
Field is still Lambeau
right,
Field.
But Soldier Field is still one of the most iconic stadiums in sports. Would you agree
it
with that?
It was. It's not Soldier Field anymore.
Okay. Well, it is still called Soldier Field.
Well,
but
yeah.
Yeah. But I'm saying,
you realize it's like, not the same place,
so,
though, right?
No, I know. Well,
we actually played in Illinois one. We played in Champaign, Illinois. Because they didn't have they tore the stadium down.
Right, but it's still Soldier Field. I'm to tell you.
They tore it. And they just looking kept at the name.
I'm
they
looking at the whole history.
All right, get the Bears and the Lions off this list.
Who would you put on?
Get the Chiefs should definitely be on
so
there.
So the Chiefs are recency bias. They
were in the first Super Bowl.
They were. That's one thing. Most of their Super Bowls.
They got three more. They've been to five others.
Right, but they've only won. They've won four total.
Yeah,
right? And three of them.
That's four more
recent
than the Bears have won.
Agreed, but the Bears are a more
or three more
franchise.
Than the Bears,
the Bears have been around, you know, like.
The Chiefs have been around just as long.
I know, so that was a mistake on me. Yeah, but the Cardinals suck. Who cares about the Cardinals?
Okay. Yeah, but you went with the original.
Well, that's what I'm saying. There's not a blanket rule.
And here's the other thing.
But who would you put in? That's what
I just told you, the Chiefs.
Okay, so that's one you would take out and put in. So who would be, if you take out the Bears and the Lions, who would be the other one?
Who else would be in there?
The Ravens? Only been
around
since 96.
Only been around for, since 99. I'm trying to think. I'm thinking fast on my. Hell, you could even go with the Browns.
Exactly. If you're into the Lions there, the Browns should be in there, too, if you're into historical.
I don't think the Browns are lovable losers.
Dude, hold on. Jim Brown's one of the faces of the NFL.
Dog pound. That's lovable loser stuff.
But they also moved. They did. The Lions have been in Detroit the whole time.
The Patriots at number six?
So the Patriots, to me, also recency bias.
Six for the six trophies
right.
they have.
But like the Patriots.
That is recency bias. I agree with their ranking.
Yeah, the Patriots are one. They're one thing. They're Tom
recency
Brady and Bill
bias.
Belichick. They're Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. That's what they are. They are not 80 years or 60 years of sustained success.
First of all, they've been around for a very long time.
They have, which is
they
why.
They went to multiple Super Bowls prior to then.
Right, I know.
Prior to this run. And then they went to 10.
Right, which is why they're six.
They went to 10 and won six, and you're telling me this is why they're six. San Francisco hasn't won a Super Bowl since 1994.
Right, but they have more. Well, they're tied.
They don't have more.
My bad,
I just told you they don't have more.
They have five.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So you would put the Patriots ahead of the Niners.
Yes.
That's why they're tied.
I disagree.
Who you have at three?
So you think the Patriots are a more iconic franchise than the Niners?
Yes.
Why?
Or just as iconic? What do you mean why? The 49ers ran the 80s into the mid-90s. The Patriots ran the league from 2000 until Tom Brady left. What's the difference?
I just think the 49ers are more iconic. I don't know what to say.
But why?
Because Joe Montana, Jerry Rice, I mean, the Super Bowls they have, I just view them as a more iconic.
Okay. You just because they.
It's just my opinion. This
right,
one I
right,
can't.
Right, because you actually were an adult when the Patriots were living, so you can't appreciate what they did. You got to go back to your childhood where you didn't even watch the 49ers win
correct,
their Super Bowls
because
you were born in the 90s, but somehow they're more nostalgic to you.
Yes, correct. That's the
reason. It's like Jack with the Kelly Green jerseys.
Love the Kelly Green jerseys.
When he wasn't even around to even watch
but
him play.
Why does that matter? I can still look at them and think they're a better jersey.
No, I agree, but you can't wax poetically about them like somehow you grew up and it reminds you of your childhood
it
about
doesn't.
It.
Doesn't. I just think they're a better jersey. Right,
so, but that's the point I'm making, though. Is you ask me why.
Yeah, I know. But
this is what he's doing with the Niners, who he didn't see win squat.
Yeah, but just because I didn't see him doesn't mean I can't appreciate the fact that.
How can you appreciate him if you didn't see it?
Well, I didn't see a lot of things. That doesn't mean I can't appreciate it. There's a lot of things I haven't seen. Where would you put the Patriots?
One.
Oh, overall? Over the Packers?
Yes.
Wow.
You're talking about a team living off the past.
Well, yeah, the past is part of this.
Well, yeah, I know. But my point is if I'm thinking about dominance, right? I'm thinking about dominance. It's the Patriots.
The Patriots were
not
dominant.
The Packers.
The Patriots were dominant for a stretch. It was a long stretch.
Packers dominated in the 60s. They didn't do squat in the 70s, the 80s. You didn't see the Packers then when I watched Lynn Dickey as the quarterback.
Did I bump that?
Huh?
Don Mikowski.
Yeah, Don Mikowski.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? James Lofton.
The Super Bowl trophy is named after Lombardi. Lambeau's the most iconic. In my opinion,
it deserves to be up there.
Yes.
Okay. I won't fight you over the Packers.
I
I'm
just think you're overrating the Patriots.
Okay, hold on. Both of you back to your corners.
All right.
And I'm surprised that
just for a second. Just for
shut up,
just
Elliot.
Shut up for a second.
I'm surprised
literally.
The Eagles aren't.
Literally.
We need Pablo Finds Out on your brain.
Yeah, 1 minute. Can you give me 1 minute?
Sorry, I thought you were just trying to stop me.
No. No, I'm enjoying it. I need you to go back to your corners for like literally 1 minute. We will return to that after there's no top 10 list of place to go get a brand new Hyundai. There is only one place. That is Colonial Hyundai. Elliot's not allowed there. He is not allowed at Colonial Hyundai. Don't worry. You're going to see the Karzar John Ashton. You're going to see the staff at Colonial. You're not going to see Elliot. You will see a brand new Hyundai that you're going to get 20% off of. only at Colonial. That's up to $10,000, $10,000 off a brand new Hyundai. And if you need to do a trade-in and that has been holding you back because you don't think it's worth anything, well, they are going to give you at least $6,500 for your trade, no matter what condition it's in. Guaranteed, every new Hyundai comes with 3 years of complimentary maintenance and America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. Online, 24/7 at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. In-stock vehicles only. Tax and tags additional. Shut up for two more seconds. Offers can't be combined. See dealer for full details. Offer expires June 30th, 2025.
Ike has been Googling the entire time.
I wasn't Googling. What I did, I looked at the all 32 teams.
Right.
When it comes to LA, asked me about other teams, I couldn't think on my feet as quick. But you could easily have the Raiders in this top 10 list.
Yes, if we're talking about iconic.
Yes, iconic. The Raiders or the Colts.
Yeah. The Colts also iconic.
Yeah, so that's what I want to do. I want to like refresh my memory by looking at the teams.
Raiders for sure.
Yes, Raiders for sure.
All right, so if you're taking off the Lions, which I disagree with, but you would put the Raiders on? The Raiders, you're right. There's a good argument for
that. I'd put the Bengals on before the Lions.
Oh, the Bengals.
I'm just telling you, get the Lions out of here.
So here would be my thing.
There's nothing iconic about the Lions.
So to me, when you make a list like this, there has to be a bit of common sense, right? So if you were...
Clip it. That is, by the way, the promo for next year's Top 11 has that audio in it. Okay, continue.
Can I finish? Common sense.
Yeah. So,
go ahead.
Mr. Common Sense, yes. Elliot Shore Park.
If we were making a list of the top fruit, right? Mm-hmm.
How are you going to land this plane?
Yeah, you ready? You guys might not like apples, but apples are clearly the goat fruit, right? So my point is, when you think of NFL teams...
Why are they the goat fruit?
Because when you think of fruit, you think of apples.
Yeah, I'm with Elliot on
right?
this one.
I want an apple, yeah. Go ahead.
First off, the point I'm making clear.
This is completely a bad...
No. Because my point I'm making is when you think of NFL teams and you ask people just to ramble them off, I think the Lions, the Bears, the Packers, the Niners, those are the teams they would name. The Steelers.
Nobody brings up the Lions.
I disagree with you on that.
The Bears, because it's a cool logo.
Right. Well, and they have a ton of history. Well, and I think you have to take fan bases into consideration, too.
Okay, Chicago. Yeah, I respect Chicago's fan
great
base.
Great fan base, great football
I respect
town.
The Midwest in general, the Same. Fan base.
Me and you have always agreed on that.
I agree with that. I'm just saying, we've already agreed that the Raiders certainly belong on this list.
Yeah, that was a mistake.
Over the Lions. Yep. I would throw you another team I would have in there. How about the Denver Broncos?
But who are you taking off?
The Lions.
The Lions and the Bears.
You can only take the Lions off many times.
No, I can take the Bears. The Lions and the Bears are two teams, and I look at this list, and I automatically say they don't deserve to be on this list because you know why? Everything that happened before 1960, which is what they're probably most famous for. I mean, my goodness, 1960 to today, what is that, 85 years? What is that? 65 years. It's about 65 years.
The Bears are always relevant, right? They're always being discussed.
Relevant how?
The Broncos have to be good to be relevant, in my opinion. We're always talking about, like, the Bears.
You're talking about the Bears like they're the Yankees.
Yeah, what are you
they
talking
are close.
About?
They are
or the Lakers.
What makes
close
the Bears relevant? Now you all make me tear down the Bears. You know they're the only franchise that doesn't have a quarterback that's throwing for 4,000 yards.
Right. I'm not arguing they're a successful
franchise. So what makes them
relevant?
Because
they've been
relevant?
Around for forever. That's it.
That doesn't
that's the
make
argument.
You relevant.
But it does when we're talking about all-time great
so
franchises.
So let me ask you this.
Like, again,
when,
the Apples.
So let me ask you this. When... We're talking about championships every year. We're talking about contenders. We're talking about top teams. When do the Bears ever make this list?
When do the Broncos?
The Broncos?
The Broncos have to be good in order to be talked about. That's not the case with the
Bears.
Yeah,
that's part of it.
Yes, that I
no,
agree.
Everybody in the NFL gets discussed. Don't act like
but
ESPN,
some teams get discussed.
No. Don't act
the
like
the Jaguars
ESPN
are not getting discussed unless there's something interesting.
In their city,
happened.
They are. Yeah. My point is that don't act like everybody's hanging on thread to see what the Bears do this year.
I think
who are the Bears playing? What's going to be the big game with the Bears? What's the last time you were excited to sit down and watch the Bears?
I agree. They're not
more than the Broncos.
Yeah, I would be curious to see the primetime games over the past 10 years. Broncos, Bears, who has more?
Yeah, I guarantee you I know who's played in more. I bet you that.
Yeah, I think it might be the Bears.
What you want to bet?
Not a lot.
This is a new low for the show. This argument is a new low. This is you thought top 11
I
week
we
was
low.
Yeah was like
so
was WIP
I'm a bit
at its best.
No one cares the Eagles are at 8.
Well,
does that seem fair to you? That because that's what made me think about it.
Well,
initially.
With the other teams,
Well, the Packers over the Eagles is fair.
Right.
The Steelers over the Eagles is fair.
Yeah.
Okay. The 49ers over the Eagles is fair.
Yeah. Yes.
The Cowboys over the Eagles is fair.
Yeah. Agreed.
The Patriots over the Eagles is fair.
Yes.
The Giants, I also think, over the Eagles is fair.
So I was close on that one. The,
They are a more iconic franchise than the Eagles are. And then the Bears is the question mark. Now, the question is any of the new ones, would you put the Chiefs over the Eagles? Would you put the Ravens over the Eagles? Would you put the Raiders over the Eagles?
I would not put the Ravens over the Eagles. Chiefs have an argument, although I think the Eagles the last 25 years has an argument to be in there as much as anybody. That's why I'm okay with where they are at 8.
Well,
right? They got two titles. Some of those other teams have more titles, but I think the Eagles... And then you think about the iconic players they've had. Chuck Bednarik, Harold Carmichael. You go through the 80s.
How about Reggie White?
That's what I'm saying.
He played for the 80s. The number one team.
You go with Reggie White, right? You go through those things. Buddy Ryan as a coach, like the Eagles deserve to be there. Randall.
So
the history of the black quarterback in the NFL, like the Eagles, and I think that's a big thing. So
I
brought that up for a reason. Right. So that's a big thing. That's something that you can wear a badge about when you think about the Philadelphia Eagles.
So do you think the Eagles are a team, and I know we disagree on the Bears and the Lions, but do you think the Eagles are a team that had to be successful to get on this list, or are they big enough as is that they are such a – because I think at this point they're such a large franchise that – no matter what, they're always going to be talked about. They could win four or five games next year, right?
Yes.
But I don't know if that was always the case.
No, so, if they didn't win two Super Bowls, they wouldn't be on this list.
If they didn't have two Super Bowls, I don't think they're on this list.
Yeah.
Whereas I think we might disagree. The Bears and the Lions have the type of cachet. They do. They have the type of cachet where they're being considered regardless.
He's already poured water on the argument by saying this is a new low. that hit me right between the eyes.
No, I didn't.
But it did.
I didn't mean it in a bad way.
No,
I know. Let's be honest. What he means is you're schooling me here. Like,
I just mean it's a new low in that the list was developed with almost no thought at all.
Okay.
No. I researched for a few hours yesterday and did this.
You still came up with the Lions?
I just can't believe you disagree with the Lions. They are without question an iconic franchise.
Okay, but they would be 12th on this list.
Oh, well, I have them 10th.
All right. Well, but I'm saying it's only a top 10 list.
Right, and I would put
so in other words, they would not be on the list is the point I'm really making.
Well, on your list. They would be on my list.
Bears are too high, and I don't think the Lions should be on it.
I disagree.
You would have the Lions over the Raiders.
The Raiders are the one I wish I would have remembered.
So
we did hours of research.
Again. But you did hours of research.
Yeah. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, you forgot about a whole team.
I'm not perfect.
Yeah.
This is what your offseason is.
Do you think anybody was arguing the counter?
32 of them. You said 34 teams when you were talking to Pablo, by the way.
I did?
Yeah. I didn't want to correct you in front of Pablo.
Yeah, you're cooking.
Well, they both heard it because I didn't even hear it.
He said 34 teams. Yeah.
And what was the question?
What's crazy is I wonder if it was a typo by someone else because you were reading it.
Oh.
So I wonder if the article wrote 34.
Let's see.
And who's the Will Ferrell character that just
reads it? No, I said encourage the 30.
Burgundy.
Are you sure? I said the encourage
I would
the 32 NFL
life.
Clubs.
No, you 100%
said 34. I would bet my life.
Then I just misread it.
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay.
There
are
mistakes.
32 teams.
What a legendary.
Nobody's perfect.
What a legendary appearance from Elliot.
Is this what he stuck around for?
It is 73 days or 74 days to kick off,
right.
So why don't we do Every Day Eagles?
Every Day Eagles.
We are either 74 or 73 days until the Eagles kick off their season against the Dallas Cowboys at Lincoln Financial Field. Two little notes on Every Day Eagles today. A very happy 50th birthday to one Howie Roseman.
Happy birthday!
Oh, yeah.
Howie Roseman, 50.
50.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I mean, what
yes.
a strange career it's been for Howie to end up where he is. I think that when you go back to the chip moment of him deciding to stay with the organization after they demoted him, and by the way, like publicly embarrass him. I don't think that was not the purpose.
Yep.
But
I never know with Chip.
Well, you might have been from Chip, not from the organization overall.
Yes, I mean Chip. Yes,
get that guy out of my way.
Yeah.
But you know, like him stay, you just think about the different paths and the different things that could have happened. Who knows what his career is? People might not be talking about him as a Hall of Fame, you know, general manager. Yeah. Who knows if the Eagles win, forget about two Super Bowls. Who knows if they even win one Super Bowl if he doesn't do it. But 50 years old, and from a career standpoint, him doing what he does, he's in his, like, he's got 15 years of his prime left if he decides to continue doing this.
Well, think about this. He's been a part of the Eagles organization for half his life.
Yeah.
I think Howie joined the Eagles in 2000 or either 2001.
Well, because Richie talks about him doing his contract stuff with him, you know.
So when he was younger and was the apprentice to Joe Banner and, you know, learning the business and how he got in, it's 2025. So that's 25 years. So it's almost half his life he spent here with the Eagles and being in that organization and having the ups and downs that he's had and the redemption that he's had to on the way to me, I believe, having a Hall of Fame GM career. Yeah, it's one of the more it really should be an inspirational story. For as much flack as he's taken being here throughout the course of his career, you can do a 30 for 30 on Howie Roseman's career.
Well, we had fire Howie signs outside the window.
Right outside this window, yes.
You know who it kind of reminds me of? He didn't have the same ups and downs. It reminds me of Spoelstra a little bit. Eric Spoelstra signed, you know, started with the Heat as a video guy.
Yep.
And then just became, now he's considered one of the greatest
Hall of Fame coaches
of all time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
So
he looks great for 50, by the way.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, you guys are looking fine. When you get, you know, you
fine.
Well, I'm already there.
Yeah, no, but
fine.
You guys look good for 50. Like,
well, I'm not 50.
The funny thing is, in 2015, Howie looked 50 then.
Yes, he's always.
Yeah,
he might have looked 50 for 20 years, and that's why he's.
Yeah, now then his aging has gone backwards. You know, from the time he's gotten back in, and they won the Super Bowl in 17. Prior to that, he was stressing. He looked a little older than he really was.
Although last year, I do appreciate when they lost 6-7 in the Bucks game. The press conference, he looked like he had his beard grown out a little bit. He looked like he was going through it then, too. That might have aged him as well.
Well, the one thing I will say, and he's a lot different than any of the other GMs. He seems to wear what we feel on his shoulders as well.
I think so.
Like how he feels what everybody else is feeling around here.
There are some guys that do not pay attention to what's going on. That is not how.
Right.
He is hearing everything that everyone is saying.
And it weighs on him.
I'm sure. How could it not?
Yes.
How could it not? I mean, we talk about the pressure, and we'll talk about this guy in a second, but the pressure the quarterback goes through in Philadelphia. Ultimately, Howie is the one who has to make the decision on everybody. Has to make the Hurts decision, the Sirianni decision, all those decisions come back to him.
And what's the best Howie? When his back is just against the wall.
Yeah, he's a problem then.
Yeah, he comes out swinging, man.
There's a lot of versions of Howie I like. Jokey Howie's a good one, where he's just like, thinks he's funny.
Yeah. Well, that's just like confident Howie.
Yeah, like cocky Howie.
Cocky Howie.
He's a problem.
Yeah.
Cocky Howie. Problem.
Well, got himself into a little hot water this year on the podcast.
Sex joke?
Podcast Howie Williams. The sex joke.
Yeah, podcast Howie. We don't need
podcast Howie post Super Bowl?
Yep.
That's a problem.
We had the sex joke, and we had the we don't draft anyone. Who ever gotten in any trouble, and we got, like, you know, celebratory Howie, maybe Lisa.
We like him when he's buttoned up a little bit.
Now, that was also post getting hit in the face with a beer, Howie. So
I forgot about that. And he took a beer can to the head.
He did slice his head right open.
For this city.
For this city.
Look at what he's done.
I bleed for this city.
All right.
Me, I'd have been like, who bleeped through that?
Yeah, you could still be looking for him. Put out a bounty on him. You know it.
It made Howie look really unathletic.
If
and it
you
wasn't
got
his
hit
fault.
In the head with a beer can, every Chickies remote we would do from now until the end of time, you would be looking out at the faces of everyone there to see
damn
if you
right.
could
Which
identify.
One damn right.
Every Eagles pregame show, every live broadcast, everything, you'd be looking for that person.
Damn right.
Yep.
The beer can to the head.
Now we've noted that our very own Jack Fritz is an author, but he's not the only author in Philadelphia. RingTheBellBook.com, in that Jalen Hurts has authored a children's book called Better Than a Touchdown. Here's what Jalen had to say about it.
What's going on, everyone? It's Jay Hurts tapping in. I'm back home on the east side of Houston, Texas, where it all began for me. Tice Elementary
and I'm very excited to share this moment with you guys. It's always been a dream of mine to have my own children's book, and I'm blessed to say that that dream is now becoming reality. We're better than a touchdown. It's a lot of hard work, a lot of love put into this book. It's very heartfelt because without the lessons learned, I wouldn't be where I am today. And so I'm excited to extend those lessons to the next generation, and hopefully it uplifts them just as the many lessons I learned did the same for me.
Better Than a Touchdown comes out in March of 2026.
Next year?
Yes. Yeah, so they're going to put the finishing touches on it.
Man, it's early.
Yeah. You know.
Promoting that thing already?
Yeah. Now, Corey's worried about him.
Not even a Christmas book. What is that? Next year? That's not even a book for Christmas.
No, it's March 10th of next year.
Yeah. Now, right. Corey's worried about Jalen writing a book. Something tells me there's not going to be that many words in this book.
Come on.
It's a children's book.
Okay.
Not because he can't write a book, but because it's a children's book, you know. And you can see the picture of it. It doesn't even look like a young adult book. It looks like a kid's book.
Right. Jonah Kammer wrote a kid's book, right?
Yes, he did. Well, that was for young adults, right? That's for what he said.
A coming of age story.
11 to 16.
11 to 16, yeah. Yeah. Well,
Jalen's is younger.
Yeah, that's what kids book. That's what it looks like. Yeah, it looks like a little kid's book.
Yeah, I'll get one for Walker and Sutton.
And the will you?
No.
Well, why not?
Can't.
Why not?
Nah.
We're buying them one.
Uncle Ike's gonna get him one.
Yeah. Great. Great.
Now the character in the book is named Jalen.
Nice.
But it's not Jalen Hurts.
Course.
Yeah.
But it's a story all about Jalen's trials and tribulations.
Yes.
But it's not Jalen.
But it's not Jalen.
I think. Yeah. Per Elliot's tweet. I didn't get the PR.
God, Elliot. Has he already read the book?
Oh, well. Thirsty Elliot, I'm sure, is going to say it's the best children's book of all time.
Elite children's book.
Yeah.
Let me just say this.
Yeah.
I'm okay with this book. As opposed to Nick Foles' book.
Yeah, at least it's not like 300 pages like that was. It's 15, maybe.
And Nick Foles was not the starting quarterback.
Well, yes, there was that. Well, and Doug did his book at the same time.
That was the worst. I didn't need Doug writing a book. Thank God Coach Nick Sirianni has not written a book that we know of yet.
He doesn't seem like a book guy. Seems like maybe a children's book guy as well, Coach Sirianni.
Pictures only?
Yeah. Picture book.
That's why I'm never writing a book. I don't need my book scrutinized like
no,
that.
Yeah,
I know. And Spice basically called me an idiot for 2.5 months since this whole book came out.
I bought one.
You did, well, I know, but you bought one strictly to see how dumb I was.
Oh, yeah, we're definitely going to read it. We're going to have a breakdown.
Dude,
of it.
As soon as I get my copy, we are doing readings of the book here.
You really don't have to.
Oh, I'm going to. Yeah. It'll be help sell the book.
Of course it is. We have story time
here. Yes, right here.
We have story time.
Here's where Jack sounded like a loser.
Yep. Maybe we'll get Honest Jack on for that.
Imagine this. Does the camera read his book in the mornings?
His own book?
Yeah. Does he read? Do they read any excerpts from his book?
Oh, I don't
know. Any passages
from DeCamera's book?
He's going to be shameless with his book talking about
Well, we got to have him on this show and then just obliterate him when he's... Yeah.
Oh. Well, because apparently he wrote it because his nephew didn't know who Julius Erving was. And he said, that's a violation or whatever.
Text him a link, Joe.
He wrote it because his nephew didn't know who Julius Erving
was.
And so this is where I take my stand.
Yeah. Well, Joe doesn't know that the internet exists, and there's plenty of opportunity.
How old was the kid? Like, yeah. We're grilling the six-year-old?
Yeah, Dr. J? Come on.
Ellie, let's get to football, my man. Go ahead, John.
I'm getting worried a little bit. I love our team. I know we're going to be where we need to be when it matters, but those Commanders are getting kind of scary, and they just keep adding. How are you feeling about this Commanders team? Do you feel like they might be a team we need to keep more of an eye on?
No, I don't really think so. I mean, the Commanders are obviously a good team, but we've seen time and time again in the NFL that when you have a great year, it is super, super hard to do it again the next year, and that's especially true when you're counting on a young quarterback that has had 1 year of success. I think long-term, Jaden Daniels is absolutely a top 5-6 quarterback in the NFL. I think he's special. He checks every box. But Jalen Hurts, after his 2022 season, nobody thought he would have the bad year he did in 2023. So ultimately, you were always just as good as your quarterback, which is why I think Jalen, you know, was the best player on the Eagles last year. But if we think Jaden Daniels is going to take a step back, which is likely, that means the Commanders are as well. I don't love the Debo trade. I like them going out and fixing their line, but I think there's going to be some regression for Jaden Daniels, and that will lead to some regression for the Washington.
Man, Elliot, I don't see it that way on him. I'm confused why you go there.
Well,
I mean, they're
different. Why
well,
different?
I'll say this: their team may take a step back, harder schedule, I would imagine, stuff like that. But I mean, I don't
see with a lot of young core. I mean, C.J. Stroud was freaking awesome as a rookie.
Phenomenal.
Took a step back his second year. I mean, Jordan Love, remember that whole thing? He took a step back.
He did.
The way he plays the game,
Carson
Joe,
did.
His body type, he's.
Carson
yeah.
did.
Yeah, yeah, year three. But I don't know, Elliot. There's a lot that don't. I mean, I don't remember Lamar or Josh Allen or Mahomes.
Well, Josh Allen took a step. Josh Allen wasn't that good as a rookie.
No, I understand. Allen, but I'm saying if we're saying once a player establishes as being pretty good, if you're asking me, do I expect Jaden Daniels to be worse next year, I don't. I don't.
Well, but there's a difference between saying is he going to be, you know, awful next year or if he's 15 to 20% worse. Is that enough where now all of a sudden the Eagles are 2-3 games?
Well, clearly, listen, to James's point, if Jaden Daniels has a Jordan Love or C.J. Stroud regression, then it makes it a lot easier to win the division. I mean, that's totally clear.
I agree with that, but also I would say this, that it just in general is super, super hard in the NFL to be good year over year. So Washington, while I think now is being run better clearly than they used to be, better ownership, better coaching, better general manager, they have still yet to prove that they are a franchise that can handle success and that can consistently win. So I do think in the NFC East, obviously they're the biggest contender. I think in the NFC, they're one of the top two or three, but they still have a lot to prove that I think some of these other teams.
Well,
like
true.
The Lions,
I'm really impressed with the way they continue to add.
They've added players.
It is intimidating to me. Well, just go down their roster. Look at their receivers. You got Terry McLaurin. You got Luke McCaffrey. You got Debo Samuel. Offensive line. Your left tackle is now Laremy Tunsil. And you got Tyler Biadasz, like he's really solid. You got a second rounder in Sam Cosmi at right guard, and then Andrew Wiley. He's a good right tackle. Zach Ertz is your tight end. You know, like they are offensively speaking, they got some talent. They got some proven talent.
Yeah.
And then on the defensive side of things, Bobby Wagner leading up the linebacking core. We know Frankie Luvu's a guy who can run around and make plays. That defensive line. I hate their defensive line because they're so talented. And then on you know, the third line, I just feel as though they've added in the right places at the right time and players in such a way that I never dreamt they could put this much talent down in Washington.
Yeah, so I think you're overvaluing almost all of those players. I mean, Debo Samuel, I think, is on the clear downside of his career. I don't think he's the same player he used to be. Otherwise, he would have been traded for a lot more than what the Washington traded for him. Luke McCaffrey is just the guy. I mean, he's a nice, you know, a nice NFL player, but he is not someone that keeps Vic Fangio up at night.
Terry McLaurin's tough to keep up with. Michael Gallup is on that roster somewhere, too.
Michael Gallup is.
Yeah, Michael Gallup hasn't been good for like 5 years. But Terry McLaurin's also, I'm pretty sure, unless I miss it, currently holding out.
Yes, he is.
So, yes, I'm not trying to just completely diminish them. I just think you're trying to help you out here. I think you're overly worried. I mean, the Eagles are the clearly more talented team. It doesn't always play out that makes them the better team, but I think you're inflating some of these players just because I don't think they're as good as you're making them out to be.
Okay. All right.
Well, I know that Washington is better than they were last year, and last year they were
but
good.
I don't know if they definitely are because you're assuming Jaden Daniels gets better. You're assuming they build upon last year. We see a lot of teams not build upon the year before because of how hard that is to do. So you were right. I like the addition on the offensive line, but I don't think it's a given they'll just continue to improve.
It's an older roster,
Elliot,
too. It's a lot of older guys.
So this is the kind of roster that I played on when I was in Oakland, when we went and we grabbed Bill Romanowski from the Broncos.
You had Eric Allen, right?
We got Jerry Rice.
Jerry Rice, Willie T.
San Francisco 49ers. Yeah, Willie T is playing linebacker.
Yeah.
You got a bunch of old heads, but guys who've been around the block a few times.
Yeah.
That's what the Washington Commanders feel like now.
Well, okay, so Elliot, let me round this conversation out with this question. based on what you're saying about Washington, it strikes me like you're saying it should be a pretty easy division for the Eagles to win. Is that your contention?
I don't think it will be easy. I think we're probably underrating the Cowboys a little bit. If Dak Prescott plays the whole season, which he might not, right? He's getting older. He suffered an injury last year. But if he does, I think you're looking at a Dallas team that'll probably win 8, 9, 10 games. And then Washington, I think, will be competitive. The Giants, maybe 5, 6 wins. I don't think it's going to be a super easy division to win. But the Eagles are the best team. We can sit here and talk about all these things that worry us about Washington. All those other three teams have to look at the Eagles and go, look at all these things that they're so
much
better.
Well, clearly. No question about that.
I totally agree.
Yeah, no question.
But I know that on some given day, Washington is good enough that they can give us problems.
Okay. We'll find out. Hey, Elliot, stay well, bud. Appreciate you jumping on as always. Thanks, man.
Yep. Sounds good. Talk to you guys.
All right. Elliot Shore. Thanks, Elliot. Parks.
You've been listening to the best of the Eagles on Sports Radio 94 WIP.